Hello?
Hello, Mr. President.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
Fine, sir. And you?
Fine. I'm here. I called you yesterday before I got your message and about Eunice's call. She wanted it kept confidential, but I thought that I ought to tell you about it. The name of what she said, she wanted to just take a minute because she was calling without Sarge's knowledge, didn't want him to know it or anybody else. She wanted to tell me, even though she knew how busy I was, that it was she wanted me to know that she didn't think there's anybody who had worked the last few years with more loyalty than he had, and that there had been situations about Bobby and Teddy, which had been questions which he could have decided with them, but he had never been disloyal, and that she couldn't emphasize too much that when the moment came for him to resign, and I think in the end, if he does leave, and I think quite honestly that he probably will leave, I want you to know that when he does go, I hope that he'll go with mutual admiration, and I know he'll go with admiration for you, and I hope for you for him, and that's all I really wanted to say. And I said, I just think that I thank you, Eunice, and I would hope that all the Kennedys would feel that way, and I appreciate your saying you and your mother do, and all I know about it is what I've read and what I've seen in the papers a good deal here lately about various possibilities of the budget and the governorship and so on and so forth. And I want to talk to him about it when I get back up, and I'll be back up there Sunday and Monday. After I got that, I got your note about the wire, and Joe came down, all those people were there, and I told him that I didn't want to be going into that then, and I would be back up there Sunday and talk to it. And I thought two things that I ought to tell you. Number one, I would express the hope that he wouldn't leave, but if he does, I just think that his I can understand his reasoning, and if he does think that the ship's going down and that he's used his IOUs and that he has no more leadership or influence, I don't agree with that at all. I think he'll have more than anybody, but if he feels that way, I can't get a man to stand in battle when the firing's heavy. He doesn't want to stand it, and I never have, as you know, in your instance, or Bundy's, or any of the rest of them. But I want him to be perfectly clear that that's why he's leaving, and not on account of my not believing in the poverty program, and he wants to make it clear, he says, it has nothing to do with the budget. And I made it clear because I told Schultz I was.